This is the Intimacy Podcast for the Million Dollar Man, and I'm your host, Rhonda Farr. Today, we're talking about validation, specifically external validation that comes from the people around us. We might get that validation from the people around us through the work that we do, through the way our lives look to the outside observer. We might get that validation from the money we earn or the job titles that we have, maybe our responsibilities at church. You get the idea. There's nothing inherently wrong with external validation. I think it feels good to all the humans, not just you. Here's what we need to know about external validation, though. When we rely on external validation to feel valuable, to feel fulfilled in the world, which usually doesn't work, by the way, when we rely on that external validation to define who we are as a person, we get into trouble. And here's why. Because we can't really control the people around us. The things that we do, the things that we say, the things we achieve or excel at, it's not really going to control the people around us. And sooner or later, those people around us are not going to say the right words. They're not going to show their appreciation or their admiration in the right ways. And if we are relying on the feedback of other people to tell us our worth or value, we are screwed. We're in big, big trouble. Number one, we can't control the other humans in our lives. But number two, even if we could, it's not going to feel good long term. Remember what we talked about last episode. When we have to try really hard to get other people to see us in a certain way, it doesn't even feel good anymore. It doesn't feel good because it feels like we're trying to force them or coerce them. And here's the other thing. If we don't already believe what they're saying for ourselves, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't feel good anyway. So for example, I want you to think of something right now that in your heart of hearts, you know is not your best skill set. So maybe it is painting a beautiful sunset that you haven't quite nailed down yet. Or maybe it's not in your skill set to do your five-year-old daughter's hairstyle. I don't know what it is. Just figure out in your mind what it is that you're not quite there yet. And I want you to imagine that somebody comes up to you after you've sat down and you've thrown some paint on a canvas. You know that it's not really that good. And they say, "Oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful scene that I've ever laid my eyes on." You're not going to believe it. You're not even going to internalize their words. That's the same with external validation, you guys. It feels good sometimes for a moment when we want to believe it or we think that they've said the right words. But if we don't really feel competent at the thing they're saying, it's not going to matter to us very much anyway. Now, some of you are saying, "No, Rhonda, I work very hard at work. And if my wife came up to me and said, 'Listen, sweetheart, I know you work so hard. Thank you for all you do for our family. I want to be like so close to you. Let's get it on tonight. Like, I love you so much.'" You're like, "No, Rhonda, I would totally appreciate that." Now, I believe you because I do think you already believe that you're a hard worker. Most of you already believe that it is in alignment for other people to appreciate the sacrifices you make more because it's really hard for people who don't do your job to understand what you do. I believe that. So there are two categories here, really. Are we trying to get our partner to tell us something about ourselves that we feel is a weakness and we feel incompetent at? So we'll feel better. That will never work, by the way. Or are we hoping that our partner will see something in us that we already believe about ourselves? That type of external validation usually feels better than the other that I mentioned before. I want you to really think about, where are you seeking validation from your partner? And do you already have a belief for yourself in that thing? If the answer is no, like for example, if we want our partner to desire us and just tell us how physically attractive we are, some of us want that, right? Are you wanting that because you feel insecure and you want her to fill this part of you that you don't believe in already? Or do you already think that about you and it just is like the cherry on top when she sees it? Really get honest with yourself about this. If you don't already believe something about yourself, it is going to be very difficult for anybody around you, including those you love the most, to convince you otherwise. Okay, I want you to do a little exercise that I have most of my clients do at some point during our time together. I want you to think about if you were just sitting on a park bench and you had none of your titles, none of your accomplishments, none of your accolades, none of your money to define who you are. What's left of you? If none of those things that you have worked hard to achieve and earn on the outside can be with you on this park bench, do you like who you are? Do you like the person you show up to be in the world when the rest of it's gone? Are you living in a way that is in alignment with your values? For example, do you treat people the way that you really think people should be treated? Do you love people in a way that you would really like to be loved? Again, I'm going to remind you, like I always do, we are not talking about you being the only one who can do this in the marriage. We want our spouses to do it too. It would be awesome if they would listen to this podcast and answer the same questions. But be very careful with that, right? We want to pull ourselves in alignment with that higher version of us. We want to live with more integrity within us. We don't want to go out and start telling all the other people how to treat us. We can do that, but the better way to do that is to embody it first and then offer that more solid sense of self to the people we love most. And then when we can offer a higher version of ourselves to others, many times they will fall into alignment with returning and reciprocating. But even if they don't, you are in a position to make those decisions about how you'd like to show up in the relationship. If you want to stay in the marriage, if you want to go, you are in a position to make those decisions with much more intention when you can pull yourself in alignment first. So to wrap this up, external validation is not necessarily bad. However, we want to make sure when we are showing up in a way to receive compliments and validation that we can do that for ourselves also. There is nothing more exhausting to our partners than asking them to try to convince us of something we don't even believe ourselves. And not only is it exhausting, it is actually impossible for them. Sometimes I tell my clients when they're trying to say the right thing or do the right thing to get their wives to feel a certain way, I'll say, you can't do that. One of my clients, he loved that I called him out on this, by the way. I say, you're not that powerful. You cannot control other people's emotions. And I want you to know that happens in retrospect right back at you. Other people they will not ever be able to control your emotions unless you're willing to believe it yourselves. All right. If you want to schedule a consult call with me, I'm going to leave the link to my calendar below. If you want to talk about your circumstances and how you can get help to step into alignment, how you can anchor into a deeper relationship with yourself so you can start having more integrity in your relationship and more honest conversations with your wife.